Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And first, we need to thank one of our more astute listeners for forwarding the story our way. And really, it's not even a story. This is a celebration of baseball. And today, we toast 29-year-old pitcher from the MLB's Tampa Bay Rays. Now, he previously played for the Kansas City Royals, the Oakland A's, and the Chicago Cubs before joining the Rays, actually earlier this season, I want to say back in May. Now, he only has 3 wins and 6 losses this season, so you're probably saying, why are we toasting him? Well, we're toasting him because this guy, he had to overcome the fact that his parents hated him since the day he was born, and that explains why they named him Dick Lovelady. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, your Tampa Bay Rays pitcher, Dick Lovelady. Now, that said, accurate name, but I just don't know that that is the name I would give my child if the last name was Lovelady.
Pitchers. It's always a pitcher.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember when the Mariners traded
Quackenbush or what was
the Detroit
name?
Tigers, Charlie Furbush.
Furbush, yes.
For Fister.
Yes. That's a great trade. Furbush for
John
Fister.
Or David Fister. I can't remember the guy's name. Doug Fister, whatever. Yeah. It was Fister for Furbush. I remember that was a headline in the Seattle Times, and I about fell off my chair.
Maybe it is a pitcher thing.
Just like, Jesus,
son, man. I gave you the stupid name. You got a career
in
baseball.
I'll take any one of your jerseys.
Yeah. Oh, God, no doubt. Ah, so we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, please, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, George. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola! All right, Jorge, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hill.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of 3 stories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, or you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, today, we offer you animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
We're going drugs.
Going drugs! All right. Police say that a man high on drugs tied a woman up and fired a gun through the window of his Cordova home Thursday night. Hi. Now, no one was injured in the gunfire, but one Deandricus Ford, he was charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, false imprisonment, and being a convicted felon and possession of a handgun. He may as well have just added littering to that, for Christ's sake. Now, police said that when they arrived at the house, they found Ford had barricaded inside a bedroom with this woman. The woman said that she'd met Ford only a few days earlier, and when she arrived at his house, he was already hallucinating. The victim said Ford thought that he was in danger and began barricading them inside a bedroom by piling dressers and mattresses at the door. Now, she said Ford accused her of trying to set him up and then tied her hands behind her back with a sheet or a towel. Now, the victim said that Ford threatened to shoot her, placed her in front of a window as a shield. Keep in mind, no one's looking for him, but placed her in front of the window as a shield and began firing a gun above her head out of the bedroom window. Police said the shooting happened in a residential neighborhood with several homes nearby. Good news is the bullets didn't hit any of the other houses. He was arrested, but before they took him to jail, he was transported to the hospital for a mental evaluation, in which case, I'm going to help them out. Homeboy is crazy. Anyway, what drug was this dude on? Was it crack, PCP, meth, or mushrooms? So crack, PCP, meth, or mushrooms. What was this dude on as he barricaded himself and his four women inside of his bedroom and fired gunshots?
Oh, man, that sounds like meth 100%, but what do you guys think?
Did it started in a car?
No.
Oh, I thought he kidnapped her.
He did not kidnap her. She had met him a few days earlier.
Okay.
He invited her over. She agreed to go. And when she got there, she said he's already in a state. He's already hallucinating. And they said he's being hunted by someone or whatever his deal is, barricades himself in there, and then determines that she set him up for these imaginary people that are looking for him. You know, typical date night.
George, I'm going mushrooms.
Wow. I'm going to go PCP.
Ted goes PCP.
Dynamite.
Where are you at, George?
I'm going to go meth.
Meth.
It does seem like a long meth bender would get you there.
What was this guy on? Crack, PCP, meth, or mushrooms? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Apparently, Miles is taking a dump or something.
Goodness gracious.
Our passing.
They're both gone. Are they both just caught in? Did they fall in?
No. Now, Miles did threaten to quit because I beat him in arm wrestling.
Oh,
yeah. You know, he's very sensitive about that. He's got his girly arms.
I heard him pooping earlier. He has very small arms.
Now, two poops a day?
I don't know. I know that he pooped earlier. Were you pooping or was that a pee?
What's out of poop, man.
Oh, Miles Montgomery joining us on the program.
Life happens.
You just pooped like an hour ago.
You pooped the last break.
How much poop you got in you?
Dude, I've been doing
you're like a pinata.
Poops.
About to say, are you just eating the cucumbers all the doggone time?
Category on profile, this was drugs. Man high on drugs, tied a woman up and fired a gun in his own home. He was high and paranoid, and he was arrested. Question is, was he on crack, PCP, meth, or mushrooms?
And, George, that's the very question that we posed to you. Miles, you went with the old mushrooms.
Seems logical.
It does. People hallucinate. Sometimes bad things happen. You know, I have a hard time with that. I know people hallucinate a little bit. I've just always had fun on mushrooms. Like, every time. They've done me well, if I were to do them. Ted,
sometimes they talk to you.
They do, but somehow my conversations with shrooms are always good.
Thrill, you good, man.
I know shrooms. Let's keep rolling.
You saw me the last time I was on shrooms, and that was after that I was like, nope.
You were on a lot, though.
I was
blaming the shrooms.
It's like I know you are.
I was with Mike and some family members, we'll say, one of the last times I did shrooms, and I was having a good old time. Good old time.
Just us and the fuzzin.
And the fuzzin, that's right. I'm not firing guns, and no one's barricaded. Ted Smith, you went with PCP, which actually makes the most sense, all things considered. And George, you went with methamphetamine.
Oh,
and
correct.
You are correct.
You think she was going over there to do meth with him?
probably, I feel like if someone's on meth, you met them a few days earlier, I'm sure the conversation happened. Hey, I got a supply. Why don't you come by? And look, I like my drugs. If you said you got my drugs of choice, I'll swing by. But it would suck if by just you opening the door to greet me, you're already in like the worst phase of your high.
And before I even get to smoke it, I'm tied up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I bet there's terms. We just, because we don't do meth, we don't know. But there's got to be some term.
What, for like freaking out on meth?
No, to like if you're in a bar, she only met him 2 days beforehand, and now she's going to his house.
Oh, right.
So I'm thinking they must have met in a bar. He must have said something, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'd be meth.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Mething around.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike Tyson. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert,
The Jimmy,
Fallon and Kimmel, Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. It's on the list. Guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Tonight is the first presidential debate between former President Trump and Kamala Harris. And I, for one, can't wait to watch an old white guy talk about black jobs while actively trying to take a job from a black woman.
Lindy Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Damn. Came up with that in the shower this morning. I saw Mike at like 11:45. I was like, Mike, I got a heater.
What did I tell you?
You said it was a good joke, but right. They know it was me.
There you go.
How'd you know it was me?
Last night.
Yeah.
Just
a vibe. You know, just a vibe, man.
Damn. All right. I was amped to the shower, dude.
It's a good one.
I was like, got him.
Yeah.
Many residents of New Jersey town say it smells like cat urine, as opposed to what it usually smells like, human urine.
I'm against Myers.
Fallon.
Seth.
Residents of several New Jersey towns have reportedly complained that they can smell a foul odor that is reminiscent of cat urine, as opposed to what it usually smells like, human urine.
Tell you what, cats are hot right now.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Might be part of our poll tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I don't even. All right. Connecticut. Connecticut has put pizza capital of the U.S. on some of the road signs. Okay. I see what's happening. Nothing means anything anymore. You could just say whatever you want about your state. Great news. New York is now the home of the 1990 Chicago Bulls. 6-time NBA champions right there, and the birthplace of Gandhi.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
The new Welcome to Connecticut sign now includes the words Pizza Capital of the U.S. Okay, I see what's happening. Nothing means anything anymore. You can just say whatever you want about your state. Great news. New York is now the home of the 1990 Chicago Bulls.
Whenever Dave Portnoy.
6-time NBA champions right there. And the birthplace of Gandhi.
Connecticut does look like it has some really good pizza.
Because it's close to New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's all.
Connecticut also has, they have tomato pie. They can make a claim to having some of the first pizza. But
sure.
To say it's the capital, I think it's tough. Right, I'm just saying.
No, I know the look on your face.
Yeah. Just disgusting. McDonald's and Crocs are serving a Happy Meal with a miniature Croc keychain. It's the first time McDonald's and Crocs have teamed up since they released McNuggets.
Jesus. Colbert.
Fallon.
McDonald's and Crocs are teaming up to offer a Happy Meal with a miniature Croc keychain. Yeah, it's the first time McDonald's and Crocs have teamed up since they released the McNugget.
Look, I'm not going to, this is a TV segment, so I'm not going to get too far off the track here. The issue with pizza stuff, and Miles, I'm with you, I thoroughly enjoy, you know, Portnoy doing a one-bite review. He's at least clear on what his standards are.
All right.
And I think that's what, like, you know, people argue forever about New York pizza versus Chicago pizza, and this and that. Like, I don't, it just depends on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like crab cakes, where Maryland crab cakes are the best.
My latest thing is a tavern style pizza from Chicago. One of the best pizzas I've had, probably than 2 or 3 years.
Is it deep dish or is it a thinner?
No, it's a thin crust pizza, and it's awesome.
See, I like the deep dish pizza now, but you got to understand, it depends on the moment. If I get, say, New York style pizza, which most people know is pizza, I'm eating pizza. Deep dish, it's a different commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting at a table. I'm probably not watching a football
game. I've been on a quest to make Detroit-style pizza now for three or four months. I have not made one good pizza yet.
Go to Little Caesars. Also, some of my favorite pizzas, let's just go coast to coast. I love Pagliacci. Yeah. I also love Lido's in Maryland. Mm. Distinctively, couldn't be more different.
No, right? They could not be.
All right, so I got a list here of TV's best opening credit sequences.
Hmm.
Right, so it's not just the theme song, but like, you know, the whole scene, how they set it up and this and that.
Okay, all right.
So I will go through, we have some audio for the top 10, but just let's see. Number 15 was the Brady Bunch.
I'm trying to...
Here's a story.
And they have the windows.
It never deviated from the windows, did it? Or is it my imagination? I'm pretty sure it just kept the 9 windows, right?
But it is pretty iconic. I put it up there with, the weirdo dude, the painted Campbell Soup stuff.
Andy Warhol.
Warhol, yeah.
The weirdo dude who, yeah.
Weirdo dude.
Sadly, that was a great description.
You know what I'm talking about. I wonder if the Brady Bunch was the inspiration for Hollywood Squares.
Ooh.
Just based on, you know, that look.
The Real Housewives franchise makes the list. I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Only Murderers in the Building.
That is, yeah. My wife and I enjoy that show. They have a great, the opening sequence is cool.
I've got to watch that. Steve Martin, Martin Short, that's just a dynamic duo of comedy. And I mean, I need to start watching that show.
The show is ridiculous. It's kind of stupid, but it's exceptionally well done. Right. It's an easy watch.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show made the list. Top 15. Right. I never watched that one. That's a little predates me a little bit.
Okay, fine. It predates you. I remember.
Oh, sorry.
All right, youngster.
Yeah, I know. Friends also makes the list.
Of course.
No, okay.
Now for the top 10 of the best opening credit sequences. You know what? Since you have them in there, just out of curiosity, start the music a little early. I want to see if they'll know the show.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Correct.
I hate that I know that. I never actually watched.
Well, it's an iconic theme. It's like an iconic intro.
It is, man. And I mean, honestly, I feel like somehow, sadly, the deaths that have surrounded that show and everything else, it's like people, you know, people kind of long for that show more now than they used to.
Well, and then watching that opening sequence, it's like watching that In Memoriam at the Oscars.
Oh,
they're bringing all the faces up. They're like, oh, damn, they're gone. They're gone.
But I'm telling you, man, when I was like in grade school, I think grade school, and like, we were religious about 90210.
So Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Tori Spelling's career.
Those are two main characters.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, and they both just died really young with sad, tragic deaths.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, next on the list, number 9, Mike. So this is a show that's had like 5 seasons, but each season is a little different. And like the cast of characters changes.
Then I'm going to guess American Horror Story.
Boom!
Just because the music is dark and heavy, and your description, I'm like, okay.
It is a neat show. I think I watched the first 3 or 4 seasons, something like that, but he's absolutely right. Each season has kind of a different theme. It tells a different season of a horror story, as it were. It's
kind of like True Detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Different detectives, different crimes.
Exactly. And it's spooky. It's an odd,
I saw the first season, and I did enjoy it. I need to get back to it.
All right, number 8 on the list. You guys will know this one, and it's a great, right? The Sopranos.
Oh yeah,
right. He's just, you know,
and the tune's
driving
cool.
around. This honestly, this is like some of the songs. Like the Friends, the Rembrandts got famous for Friends, but this is just a cooler song.
Yeah,
like, I would just listen to this in general.
I'm surprised this song did not make radio airplay.
It did.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it just fits when, you know, the sequence of him just driving down the Jersey Turnpike, just, this feels like you're just cruising down the road music. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Gabagoo.
All right, number 7 on the list.
Early to rise, early to bed.
This one predates me a little bit.
Alice?
Was this the theme to Alice?
Yes.
I used to watch the show as a kid.
Is she the maid from Brady Bunch?
No. This was an entirely different show. She was, if I remember this correctly, she was like a single mom. She's driving across the country, as the way the show is set up. Halfway to her destination, she needed money and takes a job at this diner. And then the whole show was about her working with coworkers.
Yeah, my mom loved that show.
You know who has a complex enough background we need to make a show? The maid from Brady Bunch.
Well, I'm out to hell with these kids.
That's right.
Yeah, she's out back chain smoking, drinking out of her flask. Like, honestly, I hate the whole family.
What number are we on?
Number six.
Number six.
So number six. Number six, Mike.
Six. Number six.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. And another good, famous opening, right? She's walking through the city and stuff.
I don't remember the open. I remember the music. And my wife, like many people's wives, watched it religiously.
Yeah, I used to just watch it for the Kim Cattrall sex scenes.
Yeah.
It's that old of a show.
I feel like they did that more in the early seasons, because then I'd act like, oh, I'm just getting a glass of water. Oh, hey, I'll sit in for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and back then there wasn't DVR, so you couldn't pause it. You just had to get it done.
Get it live.
All right, number five on the list, one of the most famous ones.
Now this is
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Great sequence to start. It explains the whole story. He shows up. He's at the mansion. Everything works out.
Well, how do they get to Bel Air? Do they drive?
No.
Sure, he flies.
He flies out there.
They fly.
But then a cab picks him up, and it smells. Right.
He does for sure fly there, because when he gets into the cab, there's a big Hollywood sign on the back. So he flew to Burbank, and then got in there.
All right, number four on the list. Be interested if you guys recognize this one.
Number four.
I need to pick this show back up.
I need to watch it, period. People love it.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
And I put it down for a while, never got back to it.
Do you like brown liquor? Sexually harassing coworkers?
I like
smoking
all those things.
Indoors?
Smoking indoors? Yes. At work.
Mad Men.
Okay. You know, I never watched the show.
Sexually harassing.
But I like everything you just said. Yeah, John Hammond.
It's kind of office whore.
John Hammond has huge penis.
All right, number three on the list.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
Songs that classic.
It almost sounds like Family Guy.
She
does.
Didn't they kind of emulate that when they made the Family Guy theme? It wasn't exactly a spinoff of All in the Family, but I think it was inspired by it.
And look, Seth MacFarlane has a great voice.
I cannot believe the jokes they get away with. The more that I watch that, I'm like, we would be taken off the air.
I know.
With half the jokes that they do, I'm like, wow, you went there.
Yeah, no kidding.
It never ceases to amaze me that they can get away with.
So he was Archie Bunker. Uh-huh. Right? What's his real name?
Carol O'Connor.
But like, was he really racist?
Not at all. Oh, no.
I don't think he was super not racist.
He's a good actor.
And In the Heat of the Night.
No, In the Heat of the Night was a much different show. Yeah. Apparently, he was like one of the more charitable and kind people in Hollywood. But like anything, because he is Archie Bunker, people had a hard time accepting that. You know, other actors like, dude, he's a nice guy. He likes everyone. Like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't like black people. He's like, my God, it's a character.
Number two.
Girl, you know this. You watched it late, but you enjoyed it.
Game of Thrones. You know what? I don't remember the music. I do remember the opening sequences.
Well, that's changed a little bit.
This list is of the sequencing of the intro the song.
We just added the intros. I will also say this, right? Like, Game of Thrones, epic series, that's just a good song. Sometimes I just hear it over sports stuff.
You know what's funny about the Game of Thrones theme? Because I watched it, we started it maybe a week after the entire series ended.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely heard this music. Because of that, fast forward.
Oh, that's a great point.
I could skip
opening sequences, I do it all the time. When I'm like really getting into a series, I'm with you, man. Like, I hit skip intro, and then I kind of forget, like, this intro sequence is pretty cool.
But we would watch the first episode of each season, because they changed it a little bit to kind of follow the storyline.
Add the map a little bit.
After that, like, skip.
I love the preview again to go, that happened, just to 100%. Catch me up. So I always watch.
No. We're not talking about the recap. We're talking about skipping the sequence.
Game of Thrones, I definitely need the recap.
This is the 10 best opening sequences.
Dolly Parton.
Simpsons. Yep.
Spells it out. It's always funny. Somebody's going to get squished out of the couch.
I think that South Park got ripped off on that one. Not that they shouldn't be number one. They should
Fair
be in the,
call,
they should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Just based on how they do their intro, which you see the
it's
character
short,
development.
It's sweet. It's to the point. And to be honest with you, yeah. I feel like I watch the intro every time and I'm never bored of it.
Yeah. Somebody said what the hell is it? Drew Carey show should be in there.
Not a bad intro either.
I thought, you know what, honestly, I thought Married with Children, that sequence is good.
It ends that was a great one.
Ends with the fountain, right? Sinatra's playing, ends with that giant fountain in
Chicago. Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Let's see. If you're interested, the 2024 Music Video Awards, MTV are on tonight. If
you're interested, because Katy Perry just hit mute, but she's going to look sexy.
Is Eminem, is he the guy that's hosting that?
He opened it. I don't know if he's hosting. Okay. I don't know. I don't know who Tate McRae is, but... I'm glad she wore that dress that looks like Britney's old dress. Strong.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man whose car was going to be repoed straps a propane tank to the top and tries to blow it up. Meanwhile, a California family's backyard is destroyed. The culprit's a coyote pup. To Victoria, where a woman breaks into a home, takes a shower, and then won't leave. Yes, officer, one too many margaritas at Chili's is why my car did weave. And a woman gives birth to twins that she cannot tell apart. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to San Francisco, where a couple has finally figured out who was ruining their aloe plants. They spent days trying to figure out what trespasser was coming to their home in the dead of night to cut on their to cut out their aloe plants, believing that they were using some kind of precision cutter. In their efforts, they came out one day to find not only their plants ruined, but several holes poked into one of their garden hoses, leading them to believe that the intruder wasn't human after all. Over the next few nights, they caught glimpses of an animal that confirmed their suspicions. A rambunctious coyote was wreaking havoc in their yard.
That coyote had the nicest skin any coyote out there.
They called animal control, who was eventually able to wrangle the dog and relocate him to a more natural habitat.
Do you know, ironically, I heard some coyotes last night.
They're in the hood, bro.
I know. I just like, you know, sometimes you got to wake up at like 3 or 4 and pee.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I'm laying in my bed. What is that? I'm like, son of a bitch.
Coyotes.
Yeah. That was always the creepy part, living out in Enumclaw, as you know, and we're getting there. As the fall sets in and the winter weather's on its back, you just start hearing them crying out in the middle of the night. It's like, that's spooky as hell.
Yeah, I tuned my driveway, and it was a typical Seattle, like, winter night. So it's about midnight. It's already dark, but there's just that fog hanging on the ground. I have kind of a long driveway. I'm walking the dog, go to turn up the driveway, and I see two sets of green eyes looking at me. And I'm like, I physically cannot see what it is. And I'm just like, oh, man. But my dog had no reaction to it, which for my dog is insane because she reacts to everything.
Right.
She's kept sniffing around, so I'm like, okay, if the dog's cool, I'm just going to walk toward whatever this is.
Yeah.
I walked a little slower than I normally do, but I walked up, and then it kind of turned to the side to run off, and I saw the silhouette, and I'm like, I'll be damned.
That's when the two from the outsides just attack you.
They got me from behind, man.
In other news, speaking of trespassing, our next story takes us to Vancouver, Canada, where a couple were approached by a strange woman. She was a sickly-looking woman who looked like she was in bad shape chemically and was shouting about the military to come to get the two if they didn't get out of her house and demanded that they leave immediately. It wasn't her house. Knowing that they were dealing with someone that wasn't all together upstairs, the pair locked themselves in the house but mistakenly left their upstairs suite open, which they were cleaning at the time of her arrival. The woman took advantage of the opening and locked herself inside until police arrived. They attempted to negotiate her way out, but she took her time to take a quick shower before complying with police. They did eventually bust down the door to apprehend her, but there was no report of any further resistance once they got inside. The family said that they don't plan on pressing any charges. They were like, we don't know if she's on something, if she needs to be on something, if either... there was nothing malicious here. She's just out of her mind.
Yeah, just crazy.
Yeah. So
drug-free crazy.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, that's a little scarier sometimes.
Right.
But you're legit just crazy.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a jackass, then I can have some sort of prediction as to how you're going to react and what you're going to do.
If you're on drugs, yeah.
If you're legit crazy, yeah.
She's in our shower.
Right. They could hear her rustling around up there. She gets in the shower. And how does that somehow make the shower dirty?
It makes it crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, somebody spends the night or whatever, I have no issue with people using my shower, but, like, a stranger, that would seem very odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even, Mike, even if you, like, I don't know, if you brought one of your friends that I haven't met and you showed up, you're like, hey, man, Tim just needs a shower real quick. I'd be like, cool, but this is weird.
Right. This is we need to talk about this.
Yeah. As soon as he got in the shower, I'd be like, Mike, what the F, dude? Right. Why doesn't Tim shower at his own home?
We spend the entire time that he's taking a shower just talking about why the hell is he in my house taking a damn shower? What's he got going on, man? Why does he need my shower?
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Over in the UK, a new mother is making a ruckus about baby order. She was pregnant with twins during the during her terms, she and her husband created a foolproof order of operations following the birth of their two girls. Planning their lives, naming the two of them while they were still in the womb, their plans were derailed following the actual birthing process. She was forced to have her babies via C-section, which would not have been an issue if her babies were not removed in the quote-unquote wrong order.
Oh, come on, man.
Right. We've got this figured out. Baby A is going to come out first. Baby B is going to come out second. Due to them coming out in reverse order, than what was expected, they were given each other's names at the time of birth because baby A was going to be named Dahlia or Delilah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby B was going to be not Azalea, but
how do you say as a doctor? I pulled out the wrong one first.
I know, right?
What does that mean? You have twins. Whichever one's coming out is coming out.
But this caused...
Oh, you cut line on the ferry? Sorry, in this case, okay. We got to let you go.
You also know which baby you're pulling out, I get. Like, if you're...
How would you know unless they're different sexes?
No, but well, she even said they pulled them out in the wrong order. Then switch their names, right.
That's
dumbass.
Like saying my second turd was supposed to come out first.
Right.
How do you know that?
She's like, Delilah was the bigger of the two, and Azella was the smaller of the two.
Then switch the names!
But now it's backwards, and it confuses me.
Oh, my God.
This woman's going to be a mother.
Did you also see her?
She looks like the type that would make a commotion.
This is not... Yes, no. This is not...
She looks...
There's nobody home.
This is my opinion... She looks like the...
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man whose car was going to be repoed straps a propane tank to the top and tries to blow it up. Meanwhile, a California family's backyard is destroyed. The culprit, a coyote pup. To Victoria, where a woman breaks into a home, takes a shower, and then won't leave. Yes, officer, one too many margaritas at Chili's is why my car did weave. And a woman gives birth to twins that she cannot tell apart. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to San Francisco, where a couple has finally figured out who was ruining their aloe plants. They spent days trying to figure out what trespasser was coming to their home in the dead of night to cut on their to cut out their aloe plants, believing that they were using some kind of precision cutter. In their efforts, they came out one day to find not only their plants ruined, but several holes poked into one of their garden hoses, leading them to believe that the intruder wasn't human after all. Over the next few nights, they caught glimpses of an animal that confirmed their suspicions. A rambunctious coyote was wreaking havoc in their yard.
That coyote had the nicest skin
of
any coyote out there.
They called animal control, who was eventually able to wrangle the dog and relocate him to a more natural habitat.
Do you know, ironically, I heard some coyotes last night.
They're in the hood, bro.
I know. I just like, you know, sometimes you got to wake up at like 3 or 4 and pee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I'm laying in my bed. What is that? I'm like, son of a bitch.
Coyote.
Yeah. That was always the creepy part, living out in Enumclaw, as you know, and we're getting there. As the fall sets in and the winter weather's on its back, you just start hearing them crying out in the middle of the night. It's like, that's spooky as hell.
Yeah, I tuned my driveway, and it was a typical Seattle, like, winter night. So it's about midnight. It's already dark, but there's just that fog hanging on the ground. I have kind of a long driveway. I'm walking the dog. Go to turn up the driveway, and I see two sets of green eyes looking at me. And I'm like, I physically cannot see what it is. And I'm just like, oh, man. But my dog had no reaction to it, which for my dog is insane because she reacts to everything.
Right.
She just kept sniffing around. So I'm like, okay, if the dog's cool, I'm just going to walk toward whatever this is.
Yeah.
I walked a little slower than I normally do, but I walked up, and then they kind of turned to the side to run off. And I saw the silhouette, and I'm like, I'll be damned.
That's when the two from the outsides just attack you.
They got me from behind, man.
In other news, speaking of trespassing, our next story takes us to Vancouver, Canada, where a couple were approached by a strange woman. She was a sickly-looking woman who looked like she was in bad shape chemically and was shouting about the military to come to get the two if they didn't get out of her house and demanding that they leave immediately. It wasn't her house. Knowing that they were dealing with someone that wasn't altogether upstairs, the pair locked themselves in the house, but mistakenly left their upstairs suite open, which is
sorry, which they were cleaning at the time of her arrival. The woman took advantage of the opening and locked herself inside until police arrived. They attempted to negotiate her way out, but she took her time to take a quick shower before complying with police. They did eventually bust down the door to apprehend her, but there was no report of any further resistance once they got inside. The family said that they don't plan on pressing any charges. They were like, we don't know if she's on something, if she needs to be on something, if either, there was nothing malicious here. She's just out of her mind.
Yeah, just crazy. Yeah.
So,
drug-free crazy.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, that's almost scarier sometimes.
Right.
Like you're legit just crazy crazy.
Yeah. Right. If you're a jackass, then I can have some sort of prediction as to how you're going to react and what you're going to do.
If you're on drugs, yeah.
If you're legit crazy, yeah.
She's in her shower.
Right. They can hear her rustling around up there. She gets in the shower. And how does that somehow make the shower dirty?
It makes it crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, somebody spends the night or whatever, I have no issue with people using my shower, but, like, a stranger, that would seem very odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even, Mike, even if you, like, I don't know, if you brought one of your friends that I haven't met and you showed up, you're like, hey, man, Tim just needs a shower real quick. I'd be like, cool, but this is weird.
Right. This is we need to talk about this.
Yeah. As soon as he got in the shower, I'd be like, Mike, what the F, dude? Right. Why doesn't Tim shower at his own home?
We spend the entire time that he's taking a shower just talking about why the hell is he in my house taking a damn shower? What's he got going on, man? Why does he need my shower? Yeah, exactly. Come on. Over in the UK, a new mother is making a ruckus about baby order. She was pregnant with twins during the... during her terms, she and her husband created a foolproof order of operations following the birth of their two girls. Planning their lives, naming the two of them while they were still in the womb, their plans were derailed following the actual birthing process. She was forced to have her babies via C-section, which would not have been an issue if her babies were not removed in the quote-unquote wrong order.
Oh, come on, man.
Right. We've got this figured out. Baby A is going to come out first. Baby B is going to come out second. Due to them coming out in reverse order, than what was expected, they were given each other's names at the time of birth because baby A was going to be named Dahlia or Delilah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby B was going to be not Azalea, but
how do you say as a doctor? I pulled out the wrong one first.
I know, I
mean,
right?
What does that mean? You have twins. Whichever one's coming out is coming out.
But this
you cut line on the ferry. Sorry, in this case, okay, we got to let you go.
You also know which baby you're pulling out. I get like if you're
how would you know unless they're different sexes?
No, but well, she even said they pulled them out in the wrong order. Then switch their names.
Right.
That's
dumbass.
Like saying my second turd was supposed to come out first.
Right.
How do you know that?
She's like Delilah was the bigger of the two, and Azella was the smaller.
Then
of the
switch
two.
But, the names.
But now it's backwards and it confuses me.
Oh my
me.
God!
This woman's going to be a mother.
Did you also see her?
She looks like the type that would make a commotion.
This
about
is this. Not. Yes. No. This is not.
She looks.
There's nobody home.
This is my opinion. She looks like the type that is doing this just so that she can get her name in the news.
Yeah,
look what they're doing. My God.
The doctor's like, yeah, they're healthy.
Right.
That's the least of our concern.
They're fine.
You could just switch the names. One,
don't worry.
They're not going to know.
Neither of them will be heartbroken that they have the quote-unquote wrong name until you just sit there and scream from the high heavens when they're old enough to know that they have the wrong name.
But you need a license to fish. Come on.
Despite this glaring faux pas, they've elected not to change their names and to make do with the situation that they're in.
Don't complain.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Hey, we gave you the wrong milkshake. I'm fine to take this, but I'm going to give you a bad Yelp review.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dumbass.
Men's room sports. The Mariners tripped out of the gate in the opening game against the Padres, losing here at home 7-3. We've got game two on tonight at 6:40 over on Route with Brian Wu taking the mound. We've also got some WNBA basketball over on Fox 13 tonight as the Storm hits Los Angeles. And speaking of Seattle basketball, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was asked this week about expansion discussions happening with the league, to which he responded that they're not quite ready to have those talks just yet, but says that there's certainly interest in the process and that the interest remains high in Seattle. He also mentioned that they would be keeping an eye on the exhibition game taking place right here in Seattle at Climate Pledge Arena next month between the Clippers and the Trailblazers.
I know, come on, dude. Wasn't it supposed to be this summer? They just keep pushing it back.
Exactly.
Do it or don't.
There's a few details.
Yeah,
legally
there's more to this. So he said it's not fall right now.
Yeah.
It's fall, dude.
Right.
Well, technically not till the 22nd, when summer is.
You know, but we'll sum it up right.
We're going to wait till we got the TV deal done to
have these talks. We just got the TV deal.
There's two legal issues going on. I'll tell you right now. Vegas and Seattle, congratulations. Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of hard, right.
Man. I mean, that's just right. I get it. There's some things behind the scenes. Yeah, so he legally can't say it, but hey, Vegas and Seattle, congrats.
As far as your weather, the clouds are sticking around tonight, cooling things down to 56 with a slight possibility for rain, but things are going to warm up a bit tomorrow as we can expect some afternoon sun and a high of 69. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Big Dummy. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!